texting and driving, you know it's bad. Here's another reason to stop doing it. A device like a breathalyzer that can figure out if you've been using your phone behind the wheel. Lawmakers in New York are thinking about allowing police to use this thing to crack into your phone. NPR's David Shaper explains.
6 years ago, Ben Lieberman's 19-year-old son, Evan, was killed in a car crash in the Hudson Valley north of New York City. The driver had been texting while driving, but it took Lieberman months to figure that out.
And astonishingly, the phone was in the car, wrecked in the car, and it was at a tow yard, and it was there for weeks, just sitting there.
The driver had said he had dozed off behind the wheel, and police couldn't check the phone to see if he was lying. Why couldn't they just get a warrant?
The word just is interesting. The implication is that the warrant is like filling out some minor form. It's not. In New York, it involves a DA and a judge. Imagine getting a DA and a judge involved in every breathalyzer that's administered, every sobriety test that's administered.
Lieberman filed a civil lawsuit to subpoena the phone records, but even that won't show if a driver was on Facebook, Instagram, other social media apps, or even browsing the web. So even though New York and most other states ban texting and other kinds of cell phone use while driving,
the takeaway is our current law is a joke, okay?
Lieberman has been working with a company called Cellebrite to develop a device called the Textalyzer. It would be able to determine whether a driver was using their phone illegally in the moments before a crash.
So the officer can just go up to the car in the event of the accident.
Cellebrite engineer Lee Papathanasiou demonstrated the device in Albany earlier this week. He says the driver never even has to let go of his or her phone. An officer just attaches a cord.
And they can simply just tap one button, it'll connect the device here, and it'll process about 90 seconds or so, and it'll show you what the last activities were. Again, that could be a text message and so on with a timestamp.
Papathanasiou says the device is still being developed, but would be tailored to what's legal in each jurisdiction approving its use. And he insists the Textalyzer would only capture taps and swipes to determine if a driver was using their phone. It would not download content, but would be able to tell if the driver was legally using their phone hands-free. But some privacy advocates and civil libertarians are wary.
This bill gives police power to take and search our phones at almost every fender bender.
Rashida Richardson is with the New York Civil Liberties Union.
Our phones have some of our most personal and private information, so we're certain that if this law is enforced as it is proposed, it will not only violate people's privacy rights, but also civil liberties.
But amid a rising number of traffic fatalities, close to 40,000 nationwide last year, attributed in part to distractions from phones, safety advocates like Debbie Hersman, who heads the National Safety Council, say this could be big.
The Textalyzer is going to be a game changer when it comes to handheld devices and potentially even in-vehicle systems. It will be the breathalyzer of our electronics.
In New York, the bill authorizing police to use the Textalyzer has passed out of one committee and is pending in another. Lawmakers are interested in New Jersey, Tennessee, and in cities like Chicago, too, as they consider making the Textalyzer one more tool to try to get drivers distracted by their phones to focus on the road. David Shaper, NPR News.